You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class on this midweek Wednesday here at KGYM. Great to have you aboard. As we take it through the 3 o'clock hour, Scott Unash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Good show coming up for you. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will stop by in about 25 minutes to answer your fantasy football questions. His appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. Always good to talk with Chris, and your questions welcome on the text line or on the phone line at 319-366-1600. You can always reach us on the text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600 here on this Wednesday afternoon. We are presented, as always, by DePaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DePaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being. You can also find out more about them by going to our website at KGYMRadio.com. Not only check out what DePaco has to offer, but also you can listen to podcasts of our program, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You can do that by listening and clicking on each of the local afternoon shows and go to the podcast. You can also go and listen to podcasts on Apple or Spotify. We do encourage you to do that. 319-366-1600, as I mentioned, and we thank you for listening on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. Baseball coming up later on. It will be the Twins and the Chicago Cubs, and that will get underway at 6 o'clock this evening, and that will be from Wrigley Field in Chicago, 6:35 with the first pitch for that one. That's on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT. Twins a winner last night, 9-5 in that one. And we also have late-night baseball again for you, beginning at 8:30. Just past 9:05 with the first pitch. San Francisco and San Diego will start off on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM for that particular ball game coming up tonight. And so a lot of baseball. We got football coming up tomorrow with the National Football League getting the week underway, as well as high school football coming up, getting week 5 of the season started at Kingston tomorrow. More on that a little later and tomorrow as well. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott. Doing well. Happy first day of fall. Or is it autumn?
Whatever you want it to be.
I never say autumn. I mean, I never say aunt either. I say aunt, and a little different thing, but I guess it's both. It's in the 60s, and it's going to be in the 50s by the middle innings at the Colonels and Quad Cities game tonight in game 2 of the High Central League playoffs. So attend accordingly.
Or bring a jacket. Or both. Hooded sweatshirt. It really doesn't matter. Yes, congratulations to the Colonels. They took game 1 of the Hackle Championship Series last night, 2-1 over Quad Cities. And they will take on the River Bandits coming up again tonight. Final home game of the season tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Always a little melancholy right there. But at any rate, hopefully the Colonels, if Colonels win tonight, you got to think, even though Quad City has had a terrific season, you got to like the Colonels' chances. So that's kind of the interesting part about a best of five series. It goes very, very quickly. And you get up to a 2-0 start, you're going to be in pretty good stead, I would imagine. And I think that's obviously what the Colonels are going to try to do this evening.
Well, Cedar Rapids continues to get good pitching. It's got a terrific chance. 2-1 ball game last night, an eighth inning solo home run to break the tie. And sometimes that's all it takes. But I got to believe going forward, these games are going to be a bit more high scoring. And Cedar Rapids will need to bring its offense as well. But really good pitching last night for the Colonels.
True. Autumnal equinox, by the way, today, Mark.
Okay.
So does that make it autumn? I don't know. I'm never said autumn. It's fall. First day of fall. And it's a very good start to fall today. Very comfortable out there around eastern Iowa. And thank you for taking us along with you here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the text line available to you here. Top story of the day, especially around the Midwest, as the change has been made in Chicago, for good or for bad, for however you want to term it. But due to injury, basically, it is now Justin Fields as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Andy Dalton with the injury from last week, not exactly sure how he's going to get ready for this week, and the Bears made the move today as Justin Fields, the rookie out of Ohio State, the Ohio State University, is the new quarterback in Chicago. Mark, what say you as a Bear fan? Thumbs up, thumbs sideways, not really ready for this. What say you?
I'd have to say I'm not quite ready for this. I mean, Andy Dalton was good. Better than average his first game at L.A. against the Rams and before he got hurt last week against the Bengals. He was, at a minimum, serviceable. And I think without being injured, he probably would still be the starting quarterback. But Fields, you knew his time was coming eventually. And now it's here essentially because of injury, but you and I talked about some of the quarterbacks, current quarterbacks, and how they got to where they are at. Your guy Patrick Mahomes played in one game his rookie year. Alex Smith was the quarterback.
Correct.
We know what's happened since then. Now, Aaron Rodgers played in seven games his first three seasons in Green Bay. He did have a Hall of Famer ahead of him in Brett Favre. And the Tom Brady story is very well documented. He took over for Drew Bledsoe in an injury situation, and the rest is and has been history. I'm not here suggesting Fields is in the category of any of those three by any means. I think he's going to be good. When he did get 65% of the snaps after Dalton was hurt, he threw a lousy interception that allowed Cincinnati to come back in that game. He fumbled while getting sacked and was fortunate to recover it himself. He can't do those types of things, especially in his opener at Cleveland. I don't think either quarterback would have been able to beat the Browns. We'll see. But the one thing Fields obviously gives the Bears is mobility at the quarterback position. He picked up a huge third down with his legs in that Cincinnati game. That's one big benefit, but quarterback position in the NFL, there's a pretty steep learning curve, and I know Bears fans hope that Fields grasps it sooner than later.
What do you think, Bears fans? 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Cajun Troy letting us know Kurt Warner is the best story. Yeah, he's got a film out.
Thank you, Trent Green.
Yeah, who went down, unfortunately, in the preseason. And, of course, the rest is history as Kurt Warner goes in and becomes a Hall of Famer. You talked about the numbers for Andy Dalton and 73% completion percentage. Now, has not thrown the deep ball a whole lot, has thrown one interception, but was not, I was very, even beyond serviceable in the opener, a tough one against the LA Rams. A lot of people were saying he was only in there because the Rams were going to just destroy the Bears and take down their quarterback in their wake. Did not happen that way. Dalton was off to a good start against his former team in the Cincinnati Bengals in Chicago at Soldier Field last Sunday. After watching Patrick Mahomes, I am a firm believer in letting a quarterback mature under a good leader like an Alex Smith, like an Andy Dalton, like somebody like that. I think it pays benefits. Do you believe the Bears are going to be a contender? Now, the NFC North is not the world's greatest division. Bears are tied with the Packers right now at the top at 1-1, but it's only 2 weeks into it. I mean, as a Bear fan, are you thinking playoffs this year, Mark?
I was not at the beginning of the season. I'm going to reserve judgment until we see what Justin Fields can do. I still think the Bears have, you know, it's a 500 team right now, and the Packers are the best team in the division. But if Fields catches on and lights a spark for this team, you know, I'll reserve judgment on it. If I had to say right now, no, they're not a playoff team.
9307 brings up a good point and one I was going to get to, but thank you, 9307, for beating me to it. If Fields plays well or wins, they can't go back to Dalton. My point is this, and it did not used to be this way, but it is now. It seems that once you make that move to your second-string quarterback, you can't go back to your first string. I don't understand that myself, but that's just the way it is. And I accept it, whatever the case may be. There's no way, unless Justin Fields is just absolutely awful, that Andy Dalton is going to be, or unless there's an injury, that Andy Dalton is going to be the starting quarterback in Chicago ever again. Is that correct? Once you make the move to Justin Fields, you cannot go back. That is kind of the 21st century NFL quarterback mantra, isn't it?
Pretty much, and we'll let our listeners weigh in on this at our poll question. KGYMRadio.com is where to locate it, and it's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thanks again to Steve Anderson and his team. Does Andy Dalton start another game for the Chicago Bears? Yes or no?
Go ahead and vote. Yes, if you're a big fan of the Red Rifle. No, if you are not. Andy Dalton.
You know, people have beaten up on Dalton, and I don't think he's the greatest quarterback to come down the pike. But if you look at his career statistics on what was an awful franchise in Cincinnati, I think they got to the playoffs maybe a couple times, but largely a dreadful team. And you look at his career numbers, and he's got better passing rating, and several other categories, he's better than some Hall of Famers who played on much better teams, obviously. I'm not comparing him to a Rodgers or a Brady by any means, but he's not quite as bad as people make him out to be. I think he's a product of a lousy team, and he had his moments when he was definitely part of the losing efforts. But, I mean, he's got, I think, in his career, 100 more touchdown passes than interceptions. That's pretty good.
Never won a playoff game, I believe, though. Or maybe one. I would have to ask resident Cincinnati Bengal fan, who I was with earlier today. He would be able to tell me right away. Yes, 17-23. Remember when Drew Bledsoe went down and the second string quarterback came in? The rest is history. Yep, we covered that a little bit earlier on. And with Tom Brady coming in there, Andy Dalton was in a situation where he could not succeed, I think, in Chicago. No matter what he did, it wasn't going to be good enough, and he was going to be looking over his shoulder at Justin Fields. And, you know, that's, and he knew the situation after the draft choice was made, and the rest is history right now. And I don't think we're going to see Andy Dalton as, again, unless there's an injury, as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, as the starting quarterback, anytime soon. And whether that's good or not. Listen, Fields is going to make mistakes. And Bears fans need to know that. You need to know that. This is not the guy that's going to come in and be the Messiah of this franchise. He's going to make bad reads. He already has made some bad reads in the short time he has been in there. He's also going to be dynamic. He's also going to get you first downs when you have no business getting a first down with his legs and keeping a play alive and whatnot. But he's also going to run. Look at Trevor Lawrence in his first couple of games. Trevor Lawrence has thrown it more to the other team than touchdown passes so far. And he's seeing things with defenses that are coming up with different schemes that are hiding what they're doing that he has never seen before in college football. And the same thing is going to be true as far as Justin Fields is concerned. Be patient, Bears fans. That's all I'm saying.
I think you make some good points there. And some folks out there think he's going to be an instant savior for the Chicago Bears at the quarterback position. Yeah, as a Bears fan, I think that'd be wonderful. But I think it's unrealistic. As I said, the learning curve at quarterback is very steep. And Trevor Lawrence is finding that out right now on a pretty bad football team, coached by someone who shouldn't be in the NFL. Yeah, I said it, Urban. I'm sorry. But we'll see how this pans out. I just have my reservations at this point.
Cajun Troy is bringing in the Red Rifle to New Orleans next year. She wants Dalton next year, giving Jameis one more year. Well, Jameis has been hot and cold so far, hot against the Packers, and looked incredibly mediocre against Carolina last week. I will give you that. 70-10 on the text line predicts Andy Dalton will start again for the Chicago Bears. Bold statement, 70-10. I would agree with you if it wasn't 2021, and it seems as though you go to a quarterback and, oh my God, you cannot break his confidence. Oh, if he has a bad game, you take him out. Oh dear. But I think that's just the mentality of the way it is right now. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in, Bears fans and even fans of the National Football League, about the Bears making their quarterback switch. Is this a quarterback switch? Is this more out of necessity and the fact that Dalton may not be able to go on Sunday? I guess switch perhaps, but I think it's more of an injury situation, and they have the reason they need now to get Justin Fields in there.
That's exactly it. They have the reason to insert him into the starting quarterback role because of Dalton's injury. And it was a convenient way to make that move for Matt Nagy. Whether that holds, we shall see. I'm going to be fascinated to see what the guy can do. I'm just not that optimistic right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And 64-29 makes a great point. You know, if Fields gets injured, of course Dalton's going to start again.
I don't think unless he gets injured, though. I mean, I Fields could throw up horrible numbers, and I think he's still going to be in there.
Yeah.
Based on the whole, oh, you can't take the confidence away from this youngster situation. 3:23 here on the Gym Class. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com, and we will do that coming up here in just a little bit, about 8-9 minutes away, as we will talk with him about your fantasy football questions. So get them ready to go at 319-366-1600. So you've got in the comings and goings world today, you've got Justin Fields, the new starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And potentially, I kind of touched upon this Monday's show, Mark. And now it's reportedly there's a little bit of smoke there down in South Beach in South Florida. It's been 2 or 3 years, the third year for the U with Manny Diaz. And now, according to some reports, Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald now saying that Manny Diaz is on shaky ground as the coach of the Hurricanes after Miami was absolutely taken to the woodshed by Michigan State last Saturday at home. And you can guess who the U has their eye on now. Hopefully trying to bring an alumnus back home again to try to turn around the Hurricanes' fortune. This time, they are looking straight at Eugene, Oregon, and Mario Cristobal.
I think that's the only reason Cristobal may make a move there if given the chance, but Oregon's a far better job than Miami in 2021, is it not?
I think it is. How could it not be with what Oregon had a little bump in the road before Cristobal came in his first year as well, but you've got all that you need with Phil Knight and Nike up there. And the U is not the U of 30 for 30 times. It's just not. With everything going on, you didn't have Central Florida back then taking recruits. Obviously, Florida State is kind of finding that same situation out. Florida, obviously, is a big player right now with Dan Mullen. It is just not the same job that it was when Howard Schnellenberger got it going back in the 80s, as far as Miami football is concerned.
Well, it's going to cost Miami or anyone else $9 million to buy out Cristobal's contract before January of 2022 and $6.5 million afterwards. And a Miami trustee said, quote, "We don't have that kind of money."
I believe that is correct. I believe the trustee out there. And there are other people that have been talked about during that article, in that article, I should say. Louisiana coach Billy Napier, who I believe has just inked a new contract going into this year after a great year for the Raging Cajuns. Of course, as we know, contracts don't mean a whole lot at this present time. Of course, Luke Fickell's name has come up. The only name that has not come up is our friend Matt Campbell in Ames. But I Matt Campbell is not the fit for South Florida. He just does not look like a South Florida, South Beach guy.
No, I don't think so either. And, of course, he was rumored for the Southern Cal job as well. Maybe still would be in the mix there. But I can't see him going to either place right now.
No, I definitely agree on that. Bears' next five games, Mark, by the way, Cleveland, then the Detroit Lions, those pesky Lions, but then Raiders, Packers, Tampa.
Strap it on, Justin.
That Tampa defense is tough. They are very tough as well. 319-366-1600. We've got a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up in a little bit as well. We will talk about week number three of the Evergreen League out at May City Bowl, the official home of Bowling Night in America. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We do need to get you to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's. Thanks to Chris and Jamie and Dave and everybody, the entire staff over at Emil's. They are terrific over there, and we do appreciate their sponsorship of our scoreboard each and every day, as well as the Pick 6, which will be coming up on Friday. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Emil's, and we'll have that opportunity for you coming up on Friday. A little afternoon baseball. What else is going on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard?
Yeah, there were three games scheduled to be in progress at this point, but two have been postponed. That would be Pittsburgh at Cincinnati and the Chicago White Sox at Detroit. Scott and White Sox fans breathing a sigh of relief.
Darn right.
One game in progress. Toronto is at Tampa Bay. Right now the Rays leading 6-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Nominees for the 2022 Pro Football Hall of Fame class are out. It numbers 122 nominees. Four of them are former Hawkeyes. Tight end Dallas Clark, defensive backs Merton Hanks and Bob Sanders, and punter Reggie Roby. This field will be whittled down to 18 names in January of 2022, and from there the process will continue to the ultimate selections. I don't know which of those four is most deserving.
Ooh, that is a tough one. Well, you'd say Reggie Roby right out of the chute, but there's still only one punter in the Hall of Fame, I believe. Is that correct with Ray Guy? So if there is a second punter that's going to go in, it's got to be Reggie Roby. I mean, there's no.
Don't the other three have Super Bowl rings? Clark, Hanks, and Sanders, I believe.
Clark and Sanders, yes. And I believe Merton Hanks does. I'd have to double check on that. But that's also a big positive. But I don't know. That's a tough question. That is a tough question. Who should
go
in?
There's so many great names on the list. If you get a chance, take a look at all of them. I would not want to be making a decision from 122 to 18 names.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. By the way, just to add, of course, the Ryder Cup getting ready to kick off up at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin, Sheboygan area. And tomorrow will be the opening ceremony. They'll get things underway on Friday. It was interesting. They put out, and of course, our friend Zach Johnson is up there, and they put out the pictures of the family pictures or the golfers with their wife or significant other. And Bryson DeChambeau had his dog in the picture.
His significant other, right?
Well, however you want to look at it, whatever. But he had his dog in the picture. And as a dog lover and a dog owner, I think that's admirable. And way to go, Bryson.
Maybe he made history there. I don't know. But the most memorable, not memorable, but most interesting pictures to me were of the European team going to the first tee, and they were all wearing cheese heads, styrofoam cheese heads, trying to curry favor with the Wisconsin crowd. I'm not sure it's going to work.
The Euros at a Wisconsin bar just gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Are there Guinness taps in Sheboygan?
There are all kinds of taps up there in that area. In the fine state of Wisconsin. So, yes, the party, doesn't matter what side wins, there's going to be a heck of a party coming up on Sunday evening, wherever they're going to assemble, whichever side comes out on top. All right, 3:32, get your questions ready to go for Chris Liss at rotowire.com. 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. We will bring Chris on to answer those questions. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, and we'll do that coming up after this.
At a cooperative like DePaco, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends. Together, since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can do a little bit better by saving, borrowing, and planning with DePaco. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. That's DePaco.com/thankuse. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
The biggest game of week 3 is the Monday night contest between Philadelphia and Dallas, and FanDuel Sportsbook is here to make it even bigger. Because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. It's just one of many reasons to use FanDuel. They have the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe and secure, and they feature fast payouts. You get paid in as little as 24 hours when you win. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Sign up using promo code COON this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code KUHN so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Back with you at 3:35 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Gary Dolphin will join us, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa and Colorado State, coming up on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. We've got Before the Boom coming your way at 12:30 on 107.5 The Gym OT, along with 106.3 FM coming up on Saturday. Iowa State in action as well. Cyclones will take on the Baylor Bears coming up. That's also a 2:30 kickoff, 12:30 with the pregame, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. Get your fantasy football questions ready to go right now for our Wednesday guest, Chris Liss of rotowire.com. And his appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports, right here on KGYM. Chris, bad news. We're now 1-1 on the season.
It's too bad, Scott. I was hoping you were going to go undefeated.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen, but wasn't a bad week. I just got I got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I wasn't really on Derrick Henry this year. And I thought, you know, he's had almost 800 carries the last 2 years, including the playoff. You know, never buy the running back that carries the load. Don't buy the Todd Gurley, you know, who is using himself up. Buy the next guy. Buy the new guy. And then I watched Henry on Sunday night, and I was like, ooh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with this guy. And I started to have serious regrets for not going back to the well with him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I had a great week, certainly, in that ball game for Tennessee up in Seattle. All right, the Mark, do you want to ask the $64,000 question of the day?
And of course, inserted at the starting quarterback position for the Chicago Bears, knowing that tough game this week in Cleveland and tough 5-game stretch. What does it mean from a fantasy standpoint, Chris?
Well, Fields could be top 10 or bottom 5. You know, he's raw. He showed he was raw at the end of the Cincinnati game, made some mistakes, but also made some plays. And a guy who runs that well, who has that kind of speed, is gold in fantasy. You already see Jalen Hurts putting up fantasy points, even though the Eagles scored only 11 points. There's nothing more valuable than the Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson hybrid fantasy quarterback. So Fields, we'll see. We don't really know. Giants actually traded that pick to the Bears. I hope that he does not have a great career, so that'll be bad for me. But the sky's the limit when you can run. You know, if you can get 60 yards on the ground and a rushing touchdown, then you don't need a whole lot of passing stats. So it is, you know, not an easy matchup in Cleveland, but it's not like a stifling defense either. I think it's a good it's going to be a good thing to look at, to watch.
All right, your question's welcome, and they're starting to pour in here at 319-366-1600 on the text line. Let's start with 0503 in a PPR league. They are asking for Josh Jacobs, Devin Singletary, or Kareem Hunt, one of those three, I believe. That's the first part of the question.
I'd go Singletary. I think Jacobs is probably out. He might be out, and I'd go Singletary.
And then at the quarterback position, the aforementioned Mr. Fields, or would you take Mr. Herbert against the world's worst pro defense?
Herbert. Herbert. I don't think the Chiefs are the world's worst, but, I mean, Herbert's really good, and that is a good matchup.
7966 asking, this person is in a 12-team non-PPR, Chris. Is it too early to add Jeff Wilson? And do you see him contributing right away for the Niners when he returns, since they are losing running backs almost weekly?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think it depends, you know, who else is there, who you have to cut to get him. But if you don't have a great cut, if you don't have a, you know, good player, go ahead, stash him. I don't, you know, he's got to get healthy. People coming back from injury sometimes have setbacks. But if he's healthy and the situation's like it is now, I think he would get a shot. You know, Shanahan trusts him. And we'll see. Elijah Mitchell's still probably the number one guy. Sermon could still emerge once he gets back from his concussion. But there's a good chance Jeff Wilson does. You know, Jeff Wilson scored 3 touchdowns in a game last year.
Who in the world is going to be San Francisco's running back this week?
I hope it's Elijah Mitchell, who I picked up everywhere. But, you know, he had a shoulder injury. And I think it will be Mitchell if he's healthy. I think that's kind of the easy call. But we don't know that he's healthy yet.
Yeah. All right, 9355 asking, Baker Mayfield or Matt Ryan in a standard league?
I would probably go, wow, I don't love either. I'd probably go Ryan. I mean, Beckham's coming back, but I don't know if he's 100%. And Baker just doesn't have the weapons.
4688 is in a PPR league and needs a 2 in the flex spot, Chris. Edwards-Helaire. Melvin Gordon, Tyshawn Williams, or Kenny Galladay? Two of those.
Tyshawn Williams and Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, I've been very disappointed with Clyde so far this year. It's not.
It might be a mistake to sit him now for those guys, but it's just, you know, he fumbled away the game, by the way. The Chiefs are going to win that game. And then, secondly, he doesn't catch any passes, which is the whole point why they drafted him. So I don't really understand.
Yeah, I think they need Williams to be more of the running back and Clyde to be more of the third down guy, but that's just a Chiefs fan in me.
They do it the opposite way. They bring in Williams on third down for some reason. I think that Clyde must not be a good blocker because, you know, Mahomes is the whole franchise. So if you miss a block, you know, that doesn't matter how good you are catching the ball.
All right, let's go to Jeff on the line one from Cedar Rapids with a question. Jeff, good afternoon. You're on with Chris. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm in a PPR league, and I've got Matthew Stafford or Jalen Hurst for my quarterback this week.
Ah, that's a good question. I mean, the over-under in that Rams-Bucks game is like 55. So that would say Stafford. I guess I'll go Stafford, but, man, I think Hurst could light up the Cowboys too. That's a good problem to have, though. They're both in good spots.
All gotcha. Right. Okay, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Go Hurts if you. I think it's really 50-50. I just did Stafford on a hunch.
Tony in Anamosa has a question dear to your heart. Is Saquon Barkley going to be worth starting this week? The only other option I have is Pollard from Dallas.
I would definitely use Barkley. He's going to get a lot of carries, and it's a good matchup. And he's been off 10 days.
Okay. 8593 is Patterson. I assume that's Cordell Patterson. We're starting in a PPR league.
I mean, it depends how deep and how desperate you are, but, you know, that's not the guy I would want to start, but he's always been a great, you know, guy with the ball in his hands. He's 6'1", 238. People don't realize how big. Most of these, like, elite return men, like Devin Hester, like 5'8", 175 pounds, and Cordell Patterson is built like Derrick Henry almost. So you could use them. I'm going to pick them up this week.
6917 also is in a PPR league, Chris. Needs 2 out of these 3. Allen Robinson, T. Higgins, or Deebo Samuel?
I go Robinson and Samuel.
Samuel's off to a really good start. Really good for San Francisco.
Yes, yes.
2408, as we talked to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. On the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. 12-team PPR league, start Lamar Jackson or Derek Carr this week?
You got to go Lamar.
Yeah. Even though he did apparently hurt himself a little bit on his cartwheel into the end zone.
Oh, that did? Yeah, I was like, God, that was a hard landing.
I'm not saying a word.
8096 has a trade proposal, Chris, and would like you to weigh in. Team one is going to acquire TJ Hockenson and Devontae Adams and is going to give up Melvin Gordon, Mike Evans, and Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that's fairish. I kind of like the Hockenson-Adams side better, but it's not a crazy deal. I'd rather have the Hockenson-Adams side.
Hockenson also off to a good start.
He is off to a good start. He's getting a lot of targets. He's gotten 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, he looks pretty good.
7966, Chris List joining us, 319-366-1600. Non-PPR league, Saquon Barkley or Javonte Williams?
Saquon.
You're up on Saquon this week. I hope you were right on that one.
I do, too. You know, Javonte splits carries, right? Saquon's the guy. He played 58 out of 69 snaps against Washington. So 10 days later, no setbacks. I think he's getting the full workload this week.
Who did the Giants have this week?
Atlanta at home.
Ooh, that's all good right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm big on Saquon this week.
8683 is in a PPR league. I would like you to weigh in on Hurts or Winston.
Hurts, for sure.
Okay. We've had 2 weeks of the NFL season so far. There's always that mad rush to the Elijah Mitchells and people like that after the first week. And you kind of have to be patient a little bit. You have to be patient a little bit. But is there anyone that has caught your eye through the first couple of weeks that's flying under the radar a little bit?
Yeah, there's like K.J. Osborne, who's the third receiver in Minnesota. He's been pretty good. Obviously, Gronk. I mean, I was on Gronk earlier, but people picked him up. He looks like he's, you know, the old Gronk. Killer guy, Sony Michel is a good pickup because Darrell Henderson has a rib injury, so he could be starting, although it's a very tough matchup against the Bucs. A couple other guys that have emerged. I mean, you know, we all had Cooper Kupp on teams, but, you know, he's emerged as like a top 10 receiver, and there's been a couple developments like that. Anyone else that I'm thinking about? No, just pretty much those guys worth picking. Tyson Williams. People know about probably already on the Ravens.
Chris, I had a couple friends texting me why they're crying on my shoulder. I don't know, but Leonard Fournette stakeholders, after they watched Tom Brady throw 3 touchdown passes inside the 5-yard line and rob Fournette of possible points. There's no way to figure that.
Yeah, but it could have. And with, well, they might have been mad if Ronald Jones got the touchdowns. Or the problem is that, you know, the Fournette's just okay. He played well in the playoffs, but he's not like a great inside runner anymore, and he's just an okay receiver. Ronald Jones is a good inside runner, but he's a terrible blocker and a bad receiver. So they've been kind of toggling between the two. Jones had that bad fumble in week one. And then Gio's been a little banged up, but he's a real receiving back. So I guess I'd like Fournette the best of those three, but it looks like it. You're right. It's all just Brady throwing touchdown passes.
A few more texts coming in here for Chris, 0170. Should I trade Rondale Moore now to upgrade my running backs? My top two are Carson and Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, I like Miles Sanders and Carson, okay. But sure, it just depends what kind of running back you can get for Rondale Moore.
9307 also has a trade proposal that they would like you to rate, Chris. Giving up Ruggs and receiving Robbie Anderson. My other wide receivers are McLaurin, Deontay Johnson from Pittsburgh, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, I'd probably do that. I mean, I think Ruggs has some serious upside, but I think Anderson is definitely the safer play. I'd probably do that deal.
I love Ruggs' upside, though.
I mean, he's... You know, he runs a 4.2 whatever, 4.28, 4.24, something like that. And you saw it in action last game against the Steelers. And it'd be cool to see him, you know, do it more often.
Nah, there was a question I hate about to see it.
There was a question about Carr at quarterback, and that was one of my questions. Is he start as the Raiders are? Are you surprised? Is he rising above what you had him rated at?
Yeah, definitely. They have Waller, who's an elite tight end, but you know the rest of their receiving core, if they develop, is going to be good because Ruggs is the deep guy. Brian Edwards is like the intermediate. You know, the DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams. That's the routes he runs, those intermediate routes. And then they got Renfrow in the slot. So they've got every kind of receiver. They've got the elite tight end, the deep guy, the intermediate sort of big target guy, and the slot guy. And, you know, Josh Jacobs has been hurt. They haven't run very well. So Carr's just passing all the time. But Carr's okay. Carr is decently accurate. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. So, you know, he's competent. The line's played better. And then you all of a sudden have all these legitimate targets. I think the Raiders' passing game is kind of interesting right now.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Hey, appreciate it as always. Thank you very much for joining us. And tell us a little bit about all the information available to our listeners at rotowire.com.
Yeah, if you guys enjoy this, you can get all your start sit questions answered at my colleague Jeff Harrison does the value meter, ranks every player by position. Rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. Check everything out for the week. And in 10 days, if you like it, you can subscribe in ours. Rotowire.com/trial.
Always good stuff. Best of luck to your Giants this week.
Thanks, Scott. Good luck, Chief.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Talk to you next week. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joins us each Wednesday here on the Gym Class. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. 3:50, we'll take a break, come back. A Bowling Night in America preview comes up after this.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Tarkett offers a wide selection of flooring to give your home the perfect look. Choose from laminate, sheet vinyl, and waterproof vinyl plank. They're durable and easy to install. All Tarkett flooring is 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through September 25th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Elite Sportsbook is offering a $20 free bet each week for those who place at least three wagers of $50 or more on college football matchups. Just place your bets Thursday, Friday, or Saturday each week in September to qualify. That's up to $80 in free bets available in September. Plus, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Offer valid for a limited time. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Home. It looks a little different for everyone. For some, it's a rustic cabin. For others, a big city high-rise. And for others, it's renting a tiny studio that said it had laundry in the building, but the dryer's always broken. And don't get me started on the gym. That's not a gym. It's an elliptical machine and a boiler room. And let's not even discuss parking. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than getting your landlord to return your calls. You can't hide forever, Leonard.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Ready for an oil change? Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.95 and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league. But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. It is Bowling Night in America. It is Wednesday. It is the autumnal equinox. It is the first day of fall/autumn, and we will celebrate tonight on the lanes. It is time for a Bowling Night in America preview, and it is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the official home of Bowling Night in America, and Our good friends, the Donners, will be opposing us tonight.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to my friends Gary and Melinda listening in Arizona. They say autumn. So.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Pro Bowling Concepts is the opponent tonight, also known as the Donner Clan. Probably have about 200 Donner games between them. But at any rate, we're going to compete. And Rusty Nail sitting in second place right now at this early juncture. By the way, Pro Bowling Concepts streams the action on Eastern Iowa Bowling page on Facebook. If you want to catch some of the action tonight, and why would you? But that is an option. But always a tough opponent in Pro Bowling Concepts. And I got to put this out, too. Our league secretary, Mike Hoskins, was on an honor flight yesterday to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Mike, a veteran, and his daughter Stacy took him, among others. I've been part of that whole situation several times, and it's just a wonderful program. And I know Mike enjoyed it. And thank you for your service, Mike. And happy you were able to aboard the plane and experience that. That's a terrific thing.
It is. Very, very terrific. Not only for Mike, but everybody that was involved at that and all of the honor flights. Really, really cool stuff out there. And we'll give her a go tonight and see what happens. How is it not appointment viewing this evening? Knowing, what could happen on the lanes between these two fine teams.
Well, you'd probably be able to witness that silly chant that Pro Bowling Concepts has.
Silly?
It's silly. Come on. I told Joel it's silly, and he just kind of laughed. But we have fun out there. We're going to have fun again tonight. You can have fun at May City Bowl as well. Give them a call if you have any questions on open bowling, maybe a birthday party out there, 362-0136. More information at the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
We'll have a complete report coming your way tomorrow on the gym class. Also, Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, will be joining us coming up tomorrow. We'll look ahead to Colorado State, get Gary's thoughts on the first three games of the season as far as Iowa football is concerned. And we'll get you ready for Thursday night football as well. And the week five midway point of the high school football season gets started tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Just get you updated on what's happening as far as Major League Baseball scoreboard here before we hit the top of the hour, as the White Sox and the Tigers have been postponed earlier on today. Rays right now shutting out Toronto through five innings. That is 7-0 in favor of the Rays at this point. Also postponed today, and we now have the Reds and the Pirates and the Royals and the Indians also postponed today. So a lot of wet weather going through our town. And we have baseball coming up tonight. We've got the Twins and the Cubs at 6 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT, and the Giants and the Padres at 8:30 tonight on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, 107.5. You will join up with that after Twins baseball. All right, Mark, we will talk with you tomorrow, and we'll keep you updated tonight.
Good luck and good bowling. Talk to you tomorrow, everyone.
This is the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Hey, this is Kirk Herbstreit, and this season, with the help from our friends from the College Football Playoff in Eckridge, we're going to crown the first ever national tailgate champion.
I haven't washed my lucky apron since the big game in 96.
Oh, yeah? My tailgate hot sauce hits hard.